We all die. This is the nature of life. At some point, life ends, but this book is not about that moment. It's about what leads up to that moment. It's about healing the most basic fear that all humans share, the fear of dying. It is about the life we can live only after we heal this fear, and all the other fears that accompany it. The fear of pain, the fear of loss, the fear of change, the fear of not being enough, the fear of not being loved. This book is about my journey as a doctor, researcher, and seeker, and how I stumbled into a life that transcends this fear that's the root of all other fears, this fear that causes so much physical illness and emotional disease in our world. For many years, I was the medical director of the Ornish Program for Reversing Heart Disease. This program is based on a low-fat diet, stress management, exercise, and group support. I had the honor of helping hundreds of patients move past their fear of dying and into a joy of living. I watched these people become fully alive, regardless of difficult health challenges. I watched them enjoy and embrace life, even while struggling to walk a few yards with intense chest pain. I watched them dance while I stood by with emergency medical equipment. These people had cured their fear of death and led full and dynamic lives. I watched them grow old and saw them play with the grandchildren that they thought they would never know. Witnessing all this, I've been deeply inspired by the human drive, not just to stay alive, but to live fully, love well, and embrace every precious moment of their mortality. Most people attribute the results of the Ornish program to a low-fat vegetarian diet. The truth is that these people were not finding a new lease on life through broccoli. They were finding a new life by looking death in the eye and learning how to turn their way of seeing their lives upside down. They were learning how to connect with others, find inner peace, and laugh again like children. The diet may have helped their heart disease, but the yoga, meditation, and group support saved their lives. I knew this deeply, intuitively, and later statistically through my research. They began to enjoy life so much that the fear of death began to dissipate. It was a remarkable transition. They were no longer dying. They finally were living. In a practice surrounded by patients enjoying the fullness of life, I began to see many of my medical colleagues as lifeless, struggling to get through each day. They were focusing on the mundane, the hospital politics, the insurance hassles, and they were coming home to their families empty because they had been attempting to care for everyone and anyone that they could, and ultimately they had nothing left for the people they truly loved. I spent the last decades of my life helping physicians cure their own fears and step into a life of joy and balance. I've helped them learn to be with each patient in a compassionate way that serves both them and the patient. I've also held their hands while they learn to reawaken the parts of their lives that feed their souls. I had the privilege of helping them find the joy of life in their living. Along this journey, I've had the opportunity to work with the greatest physicians and healers of our time, learning something new every day. And when faced with my own mortality, I was able to call on and depend on the world's best. But some cures require more than pills, shots, and high-tech equipment. Some cures require a radical intervention of the soul, a change in our mindset and our way of being. These cures require us to stop racing through our busy lives, working, providing, and consuming. Some cures require that we stop and enjoy every sandwich. I had suffered from the chronic diseases of our society: fear, stress, depression, and anxiety. This personal experience energized my work researching treatments for heart disease and creating programs to decrease physician burnout. On this path, I learned that if my life was full each day, if I enjoyed the people that I was with, if I consciously took time to love my family, and if I did the work that fed my soul, that day would be a good day to die. Nothing more would be needed. I heard myself repeating this in my workshops and lectures, but I truly didn't know the value and meaning of those words until the day I was diagnosed with a terminal disease. It was on that day, for the first time, that I knew for sure that fear of death could be cured. I knew that we no longer have to live with this fear invading our lives in countless ways.